Okay, so welcome to the first chabura, the first shir of the night seder for the year. As you know, we'll be learning Mesechos Brachos, particularly the third parak. And as you've seen from the Mikoros, the beginning of the parak starts with a fascinating topic of an oni, right? Someone whose close relative, close karov, just passed away, and it's the time post death, but before the kvur. That time period is called, renders the person an onim, mis mutal lefanav. Literally, the dead body is in front of him, is incumbent upon him to do the burial. And we're going to see from the Mishnah that one very important halacha when it comes to an onim is the fact that an onim is subject to some form of ptur mitzvos. We'll discuss today what exactly is the scope of that ptur. Does that apply to all mitzvos? Is that particular mitzvos? And a bigger question of what is the reason behind that ptur. But let's just start off by reading the opening line of the Mishnah. Again, on the Mishnah Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the opening Mishnah in the third parak. Joe, would you mind starting us off?
Misha Meisim Motel Afanov. So if his relative's dead body is sitting in front of him, Patur Mekriya Shema, Umina Tefila, Umina Tefillin. So he's Patur from those three. Umikol Mitzvos Amuras B'Torah. And he's also Patur from all Mitzvos D'Oraisa.
Okay, so we're going to stop there. We're going to stop there for now. So if you just read this line of the Mishnah, you might wonder, if you didn't know anything in this sugya, you might wonder why I said before that it's a big issue about which mitzvos the onin is patur from, because it sounds like it's explicit in the Mishnah. Right? It sounds like the Mishnah states, right? It gives examples of three different mitzvos, but then it says all mitzvos in the Torah. So if you stopped here and you didn't know anything, you'd be like, it sounds like a davar pashut, it sounds like a simple matter, that the onin is patur from all mitzvos. But we know that the girsa in the Mishnah is a matter of dispute, or a subject to dispute. Right? And the big question is different girsas about whether the Mishnah has that last phrase of mikol mitzvos ha'amuros b'Torah. So again, the first thing we're going to have to see is how the different Rishonim learn, number one, the scope of the Torah, which mitzvos it applies to, is limited to these three, is applied to all mitzvos. And then the second question we're going to have to explore, which is related to the first one, which is, what is, in a way, a more important question, which is, what is the reason behind this ptur mitzvos? Why is it that an onin is all of a sudden subject to a ptur mitzvos? So let's start off with the basic question in terms of the scope of the ptur. And there is one prominent shita in the Rishonim, which says that the ptur is limited to three mitzvos. First of all, who quotes that shita? Rabbeinu Yonah, exactly. Yesh Mefarshim Rabbeinu Yonah. So can everyone please turn to Rabbeinu Yonah? This is Daf Yud Amud Beis in the Daf Yarif. So here Rabbeinu Yonah is going to quote the Yesh Mefarshim, which he's going to reject, but it's important to analyze these Yesh Mefarshim, who basically say that the Ptur mitzvos of an onin doesn't apply to all mitzvos. It's specifically limited to the three mitzvos. Which three mitzvos, Nadav?
Tefillin, Tefillah, and
Kriyashma. Right, so the three particular mitzvos of Kriyashma, Tefillin, and Tefillah, we're going to have to see, according to the Yishma Farshim, why? Right, what is unique about these mitzvos? So again, Yudam Abay is in the classic Tzuras Adaf, in the Oz Bahadur, it's which?
Chavzayin.
Yeah. So again, either Yudam Abay is in the classic, in the old school, or Amud Chavzayin in the Oz Bahadur. Shmuley, would you mind starting us off? Dimer Maschol Patur Minakrit.
Patur Minakrit Shema Nachila 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 Mita Kule Kachi Agirsa V'Chol Sfar Man Diyakim.
So what is specifically the Girsa? What's missing?
The Chol Mitzvot Sfar.
Exactly, right? So the Rabbeinu Yonah starts off by saying that, by the way, that the Meduyuk, the proper Girsa in the Mishnah, is the one that only cites these three mitzvos: Kriyashma, Tefillin, and Tefillah. And leaves out, it omits the line of Mikol Mitzvos Shabbator. Okay, moving on.
We have a portion of the cave and Shalom, Shinir, Mishnah, and Fair, Shabbat, and Mikol Mitzvos, and Mosbet Torah. And O Potter, Elo, and Me'elo, and Shalosh, and Bavad.
Okay, so because what?
Because you only said these three, we're going to say it's only these three.
Exactly. Says Yishin Farshim, sounds very reasonable. If the Mishnah, right, if you accept that Girsa, that the Mishnah is limited, that the Mishnah only speaks about these three particular mitzvos, then it seems mistaber to limit the Petura to these particular mitzvos. You then have to ask the question, the Svara question, of what's unique about these three mitzvos, but just based on this Girsa, it would seem reasonable to limit the Petura to these three. continue. But when it comes to all other mitzvahs, he's going to be chayiv. Okay, what's the raya? Right, referencing the second parak in Sukkah, particularly Dav Chavav. So there, there seems to be machlokes tanaim about the issue of osik b'mitzvah, right? And there, the Shilal is according to his girsa. Shilal says that a chasan, even though he's tarred in the mitzvah of or the be'ilas mitzvah, afal pikin, the chasan is chayv in mitzvahs according to Shilal. And it says the Yish Mefarshim, the Omrim. Right, and the Gemara implies we paskin like Shila. Right, so what we're saying, just like a chasan, right, even though a chasan is tarred b'mitzvah, and yet we paskin like Shila, that even though he's tarred b'mitzvah, you're still chayv in all mitzvos. So says the Yish Mefarshim. So to here, an ovel, an onen, really, right, is similar to a chasan. They're both tarud in a mitzvah, and yet he's going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs. So then the question is, so then what's unique about these three? What's unique about these three?
A higher level of kavana.
Right, they require a higher level of kavana. Good, now he's going to explain.
Krishma menekabot amal chashmayim. Krishma is accepting amal chashmayim. The tzarek shehei bekavana and giving a kavana. With tefillin, damkein tzar shalov, is your daito mehem, that you have to be mindful of your own tefillin.
Exactly. Right, so when it comes to Kriya Shema, the whole thing is about kavana amal chashmayim. So it's all about that kavana, so therefore we need to make sure you have that in mind. When it comes to tefillin, there are a lot of halachos. But not to be masiach das, you have to be focused on the mitzvah at hand. So therefore, an extra level of kavana there. Tefillah in general refers to Shemona Esrei. So when it comes to the three, you know, the first three brachos, categorized as avos, you need to have kavana. As we know, if you don't have kavana on the first three, me'ikar din, you should really repeat. Fine. There's one last line. This is a very important line. I was actually speaking to Nadav and Akiva about this. And because what? Shuhubal al miso. Because what does that mean? His mind is preoccupied or is thrown for a loop because of his relative that just died. And vi tarid ba'asakov. And what?
He's busy with the
Kavur. So against both factors. Number one, he's psychologically been thrown for a loop because his relative just died. And additionally, he is being, at least preparing for the Kavur. Both those factors together, both seem necessary, right? Because of both of those, lo yuchal l'chavin b'hem. Therefore, you can't have the necessary kavana for these three mitzvahs. L'fichach, one more line. Okay, good, awesome. So here you have the first approach in terms of the scope of the Ptur, which says that the scope of the Ptur is limited to these particular three mitzvos, Kriya Shema, Tzfilah, and Tzvah. And in doing so, this approach is adopted by the Yesh Mefarshim in Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah offers a svar, how do you justify what is unique about these three mitzvos? And he says, it's because these three mitzvos need a higher level of kavanah. And because of the onin situation, both because psychologically he just lost a relative, and number two, he is tarud in preparing for the upcoming kavura. Because of both those factors, we assume that he cannot have that higher level of kavana, and therefore, by these three specific mitzvos, he's going to be pater. But it's important to note, an important diuk to be made, that not only do the Yesh Mefarshim say that this tirda creates a patur, but if you look very carefully in that, it's usur, exactly. Right? Very important. That in the context of these three mitzvahs, if you're not able to have that higher level of kavana, it's not just that you're putter, but it's a problem to perform these three mitzvahs. What would be the problem? What's the downside of performing these three mitzvahs without the proper kavana?
Bizui.
What?
Bizui mitzvah.
Okay, it could be a bizui. Okay, it could be a bracha levatala, it could be, Right, Hotzah is a shame, Shem Shemayim levatala. Right? 100%. Very good. For all these different reasons, either it's a bizayon for, you know, let's say Kabbalah's Omach Hashem Mayim, or you're being Moshe Shem Hashem Levatala, or it's a Brach Levatala. For all these reasons, it's very clear that the Yeshim Parshim said, not only are you punter from these three, but it's also going to be usur for an onin to perform. So this question about whether the patur at hand is a patur or an isur, it's something we're going to get back to later in the sugya. But it's important to note that these yesh mefarshim have their unique approach to why it's limited to these three. That it's all about the higher level of kavana. They stick in that it's an isur because if you're not able to be mechaven to these three, it's going to be a problem to try to perform these particular mitzvos without kavana. Very good. There's one other ha'ara, which is important to note, again, that when these yesh mefarshim, basically, when they're trying to justify why the onin is chayiv in all mitzvos, basically, right, the yesh mefarshim are saying, and don't tell me, yeah, this factor of osik b'mitzvah, of tarv b'mitzvah, patr min ha'mitzvah, why, how do the yesh mefarshim deal with that issue? How do they deal with the issue of why doesn't the factor of tarv b'mitzvah apply? How do they answer that question? Exactly, as we pass in like Shiloh. Very important that, right, so the Yeshim Mefarshim already are preempting the other Mefarshim who apply the factor of Osik B'mitzvah / Tarad B'mitzvah and say, no, that we pass in like Shiloh, who says that the Torah of Tarad B'mitzvah, right, the variation of the Chasan, who's not being Osik B'yadayim, right, the Chasan is not, and the Onin are both not being Osik in any mitzvah, they're just being Tarad B'mitzvah. It sounds like we paskin, like Shila, that variation of Osik B'mitzvah, which we're not being Osik B'yadayim, you're just being Tarad B'mitzvah, says these Yesh Mefarshim, we paskin like Shila, that Tarad B'mitzvah is not going to trigger a Petur. And therefore, since you don't have that Petura of Tarad B'mitzvah, you're only left with the Petura of lacking the higher level of Kavana required by these three particular mitzvahs. Fine. And one last thing before we go on to the more normative approach in the Mefarshim is like one last kash that you just have to contend with. It's a little technical, just to do it really quickly. While the Mishnah, right, turn back to the Gemara, and turn back to the Gemara, to Yechesem and Aleph. So while the Mishnah, right, there is a girsa in the Mishnah which leaves out the phrase Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah, and that's where the Yesh Mefarshim are coming off of. Seems to be a problem because there is a brisa. Where is the brisa in the Gemara?
Anybody know?
Exactly. And what does the brisa say on the top of Yud Chasam Aleph? How does it formulate the Torah mitzvos? Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah. Right? Many of the Rishonim we're going to see in just a moment, who basically paskin that no, the Torah extends to all mitzvahs, they quote this brisa. Right? A lot of the Rishonim are aware of the different gersos in the Mishnah, so they're not going to quote that because you can't prove from that. But they all point out that the brisa on Yud Chasam and Aleph seems to be mefurish. The brisa on Yud Chasam and Aleph explicitly states, not only Kriya Shema Tzvila and Tzvilin, it also says that we call mitzvahs Amuras B'Torah. And it doesn't seem to be an alternative gears in the Gemara. So what are the Yesh Mefarshim going to do with this brisa? That's just a quick question we have to deal with. So just two quick answers before we move on. One answer is going to be that perhaps they have an alternative gears in this brisa as well. Again, I haven't seen any Rishonim who have that, but you might have to say that just like they have an alternative girsa in the Mishnah, which omits Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah, possibly they also have an alternative girsa in the brisa as well. That's, again, it's a little b'docha, because I haven't seen any Rishonim who have that alternative girsa, but a possibility worth mentioning. A second potential answer is to say that maybe they understand it to be a machlokas between the brisa and the Mishnah. Maybe they say the Mishnah's girsa leaves out Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah. The brisa has it. The machlok is between the Mishnah and the brisa, so they're going to pass him like the Mishnah. Again, no lumdus here. Just technically, how the Yesh Mefarshim are going to deal with the brisa, which seems to explicitly say Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah. So again, one approach is to say that perhaps they have an alternative girsa in the brisa as well, which omits that line of Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah. The second answer is that they're saying, no, in the Chanami, the Braisa has the Girsa of Mikol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah, but they think that the Girsa in the Mishnah, which leaves it out, ends up being the Machlokas Mishnah and Braisa. When you have the Machlokas Mishnah and Braisa, they're going to pass like the Mishnah, which limits the Petura to these three of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah. Okay, so far so good? Okay, so far it's pretty simple. Right. So far we've discussed, you know, the first approach, which says that, right, that the patur, that the scope of the patur of an onen is limited to the three mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah. Now we're going to get to the more normative approach in the Rishonim, which says that the patur mitzvahs of an onen applies to all mitzvahs. And that's what we're going to have to discuss. We have a lot to discuss here. Let's just first see the evidence for this. So again, the second approach we're going to see right now, which says the patur for an onen applies not only to these three, but to all mitzvahs in the Torah. So the first makor for this is our girsa of the Mishnah. Right. If you look at our girsa of the Mishnah, the way we have it, exactly like the way Joe started us off. Right, our girsa in the Mishnah clearly says that not only Kriya Shema Tefillin and Tefillin, it also has Mikol Mitzvos Hamoris Petorah. So again, so the first raya to this approach that it applies to all mitzvos is our girsa of the Mishnah. It's important to note that even, right, that many Rishonim who have the other girsa in the Mishnah, which leaves out Mikol Mitzvos Hamoris Petorah, we're going to see in just a few moments, they're going to say that even though according to their girsa, the Mishnah only mentions these three mitzvos, they're still going to extend it to all other mitzvos. So again, it's important to know that even those who have the girsa in our Mishnah, which leaves out Mikol Mitzvos Hamoris Petorah, there's still a way to learn out from these three mitzvos to all other mitzvos in the Torah. So again, you have our girsa in the Mishnah, you have the Rishonim, which we're going to discuss in just a moment, who have the alternative girsa in our Mishnah, but still say we're able to learn out from these three to all other mitzvos. And then you have, as I said before, the Braisa. Right? The Braisa on Yilchas Menahav, which there doesn't seem to be any alternative girsos of. Right? The Braisa on the top of Yilchas Menahav, the third line down, explicitly states, when we call mitzvos ha'muros bitor. Okay. So now that we have from the Mishnah, right, our girsa in the Mishnah, and our and it seems like the regular girsa in the Braisa, this idea that the patur of an onen applies to all mitzvos, we have to ask a couple of questions. Two different questions, which are going to be related. Question number one. According to the Braisa, right, which explicitly says, Kriya Shema, Tefillin and Tefillah, and Kol Mitzvos Shebet Torah, and our girsa of the Mishnah, which again has all three, which mentions the three, and then says Kol Mitzvos Amoris Betorah. The question is, if the Braisa and the Mishnah, according to our girsa, is going to say Mikol Mitzvos Amoris Betorah, so then why does it mention these three? So question number one is that if you have the girsa, which includes Mikol Mitzvos Amoris Betorah, so then why spell out these three specific mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah. Question number one. Question number two, according to the other girsa, as we'll see, right, according to the other girsa, that the Mishnah, right, in the Mishnah, that it only mentions Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin, according to that girsa, how are you going to extend the patur from those three mitzvahs to all mitzvahs? Right? So again, a question on each of the different girsos. We're going to answer both questions with one idea. So again, question number one is, according to the girsa, which says Mikol Mitzvos Hamoris Betorah, so once the Mishnah and the Braisa is going to say Kol Mitzvos Hamoris Betorah, so then why does it spell out the three of Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin? Question number one. Question number two is, according to the other girsa, which only has these three, but yet, let's say, according to Rishonim, which says that even though it only mentions these three, it applies, the patur extends to all mitzvos. So the question is, how do you learn from these three to all mitzvos? So what's the answer to this question? How did Rishonim answer this question? Okay, kolshik, excellent. So the general answer, thank you, Binyamin, right, the general answer of the Rishonim to answer both of these questions is to say that it's a bigger chiddush to apply the patur to the three mitzvos of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah. And therefore, right, to answer both questions. So again, if you have the girsa of Mikol Mitzvos Hamoris Betorah, the Torah is saying that it's spelling out these three, say even these three, of course, all mitzvahs in the Torah, but even these three, where we'll get to what exactly the chiddush is in just a moment, but even these three, where you might have a hava mina that they wouldn't be included, even they are included. And drawing it again. So if you have the gear, so question number one. If you have the gear, so Mikol Mitzvah's Betorah, we asked, B'chla Masai Mona, right? Once you're saying Mikol Mitzvah's Amuris Betorah, why are you also spelling out these three? So the answer to that is that it's a chiddush that it even applies to these three. Even though you'd have a Havamina that it wouldn't apply to these three, Kamash one that applies even to these three, it's a bigger chiddush to apply it to these three. We'll get to that in just a moment. We'll get to that in just a moment. But according to the other girsa, right? According to other girsas, which only have these three, which only have Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah, it's the same type of idea. The idea is that since it's a bigger chiddush to apply it to these three, it's a kol shekein. If you're willing to apply the p'tur to these mitzvos chamuros, I'll leave that out. If you're willing to apply it to these three mitzvahs, which are bigger chiddush to apply the p'tur to, then kol shekein, you're going to apply it to all other mitzvahs. Again, that's the way to answer both those questions. But now we have to get into what Michal was asking. So why is it a bigger chiddush to apply the p'tur to these three mitzvahs? Why is it a kol shekein? What about these three mitzvahs is to make it a bigger chiddush to apply the p'tur to? So we're going to see two different versions, two different explanations in the Rishonim of why it's a bigger chiddush to apply the p'tur to these three mitzvos of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah. So starting off with the Ritva. Anybody remember with the Ritva and the Rashba? Anybody recall? Anybody has it? They can open it up. What? Excellent. Right? So says the Ritva and the Rashba that what's unique about these three mitzvahs is that you might have said that because you can easily, to use Aryeh's Lashon of Efshel Lekayim Shem, since you can easily perform these three mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, Tefillin and Tefillah, while you're dealing with the Kfur, right? The mace is Muta Lefanecha, right? The mace is just standing there. You're watching over it. You're getting ready, right? You're watching over it in preparation for the Kfur. Says the Ritva and the Rashba, you can easily, while the mace is in front of you, daven, put on tefillin, say Kriya Shema. So since you might say that since you could easily do these three mitzvahs, and that wouldn't stop, that wouldn't interfere in any way with your preparation for the kvura, so you might say that, when it comes to these three mitzvahs, you might think that you're chayev. Kamash Malan, we'll get to the details of this a little later, Kamash Malan, that even though it seems to be Efshel, Lekayim Shneim, even though it seems to be easy, you could easily, while the mace is in front of you, just perform these three mitzvahs, Aval Pekin, you're going to be putter from these three.
How is that true, though?
How is what true?
Like, are we just leaving out Rashi right now?
We are. Okay. Yeah. We'll get back to Rashi in just a moment. Yeah.
So that makes sense if it says we call this seven with zero aku mikrash on its film. It doesn't say aku, it just lists seven and lists seven. The fact that it says coal, it doesn't. If it says coal, there's no exclusions.
Well, okay, but again, what the Rashba and the Ritva are basically saying is that it's the derech of the Mishnah, right, to say a klal and then mention the chidushim of the klal. And basically to say that, yeah, Mikol Mitzvah.
The Chiddush, you're saying that the Chiddush is Kriyash Mitzvah, Tzvila, and Tzvila.
Yeah. So, the Chiddush is saying that not only.
First.
What? Okay. Well, it happens to be that I believe the Ritva and the Rashba, at least the Ritva for sure, is dealing with the Girsa that only has these three. Right, so he's saying it's these three, and then it's a Kol Shekein to everything else. That's what he's going to say. I have to look at the Rashba again. I forgot what the Rashba's version is. But again, but even according to those who have both, the way they're going to say, I mean, if you have both, no matter what, these three are included in Kol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. Right? So the way the Rishonim are going to explain it seems redundant. So the idea is that the Mishnah wants to go out of its way to explain, you know, the bigger Chiddush.
Once it says coal, it's coal. There's a bigger finish.
Well,
I didn't need a bigger finish.
Say just another one.
Meaning, you have low zu, avzus. Meaning, the derech of Mishnayos are to basically spell out chidushim separate from other things. So, along those lines, according to the Aragirus in the Mishnah, that is going on. It wants to basically tell you, and again, it's also, by telling you that it's a bigger chidush by these three, it's also telling us a little bit about the nature of the Petur at hand, as we'll see in just a moment. right? Because as we'll see right now, right, the fact, just for the Rashba and the Ritva, right, the fact that we're saying it's a bigger chiddush to apply the Patsur to these three mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah, because it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, that's telling you that the nature of the Patsur relates to Osik B'mitzvah in some way, right? So it could be that's also what it's doing. So it's not only telling us, oh, these are the three biggest chidushim, but by doing so, it's also indicating to us a little bit, but what's, you know, hinting to us what exactly is the nature of the Patur, and it's saying the nature of the Patur is such that you would not have necessarily assumed that the Patur, according to the Ritzvah of Osik B'mitzvah, would have applied to these three, because it's Efshar L'Kayim Shem, that you could easily have been, you know, prepare for your kvura while doing these three. Kamashmal on the mission that not only other mitzvahs, but even these three, where it's after the Kayim Shneim, you're going to have this this pitur. Yeah.
Those three mitzvahs aren't like the only three after the Kayim Shneim. Like there are more mitzvahs. Yeah. Like you could do tzitzis, which is
okay.
Like the
okay, awesome.
The epitome of after the Kayim Shneim.
Yeah.
You're just wearing it.
Awesome.
Kriya Shema, you have to stop what you're doing and say Kriya Shema.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so I was discussing this with Nadav and Akiva a little bit. So this gets back a little bit to the general sugya of Osik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah, where the Bali Tosfos throughout Shas basically say that a kiyum mitzvah, a passive kiyum mitzvah, like being Shomer Aveda or being or wearing tzitzis, that's not even Bechlal Osik B'mitzvah. Because it's not even considered Osik. You're not doing anything. You're just passively wearing the tzitzis. You're just passively, what? So that might be considered osik. For the time that you're putting it on, that might.
Yeah.
Correct. So, but in short, so the reason why, you say that's osik. But that would be, but generally, but generally an ani is not going to mean, I think the Mishnah is giving examples of mitzvah which can be done right in front of the mace. The mace is mutal lefanecha, and these are three mitzvahs you can do on the spot. Again, stucca might entail going somewhere else. So any other, let's say, tzitzis could also be done on the spot, but that's not even bechlal.
You can say Talmud Torah. There are many mitzvahs.
Okay, you have to go through some. You have to go. Talmud Torah is.
Why do you assume you could do these mitzvahs in front of the mace, called the rosh? No.
Okay. Well,
outside of Dalet Amos.
Okay, maybe it's outside of Dalet Amos.
Not everyone says that even.
Oh, it says what?
That it's. Like it still might be
Loig L'Rush,
like even in the other room.
So again, outside of Dalet Amos would not be Loig L'Rush. So that would be limited, and we're going to see that the patur of an owning might be similar to that as well. But we'll get back to that. That's a good question. But in short, according to the Ritzvah and the Rashba, the Mishnah spelled out these three particular mitzvahs because those are classic mitzvahs which are considered osik. But yet they can be done right in front of the mace. We might be able to come up with other examples. We'd have to think about it. But that happens to be the ones that you mentioned either are not osik, or Talmud Torah, for example, is its own complicated about whether osik and mitzvah applies to that. So, is that it?
Yeah. That's sort of the exact opposite of the one the Chinese bring from the Asian version. The Asian version says these mitzvahs are so hard to use. It's impossible to contain them properly. In front of if you have a mace, and here you're saying no, they're so easy. These mitzvahs, I would have a hamin that you should even be able to do it.
Okay, so interesting.
And what about Rashi also?
We'll get to Rashi in just a moment.
Rina is dealing with here whether you're tarred, while here we're dealing with time.
Right.
Not just time, but in terms of physically being. Oh, yeah,
to do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. You're right. Just to answer, right? You're right, that seemed to be opposite. It sounds like, you know, the Yesh Mefarshim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, is basically saying, oh, these are the most difficult. And the Rashi and the Ritzvah are saying, oh, these are like the easiest. But, right, as Daniel is saying, that's true because they're coming from completely different vantage points. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah is focusing on Kavana. And these three mitzvahs require a high level of kavana, while the Ritzvah and the Rashba at this point are basically saying that in terms of physically, right, doing these mitzvahs do not physically take you away from watching the mace, and don't impede your ability to let's say physically prepare.
How can you have a hamid if you can't even have the proper kavana? The whole
show
that
So obviously everyone else who doesn't agree, meaning you're right, they're not the Ritzvah and the Rashba obviously are not bothered by the lack of kavana. That's 100% sure.
don't need
for so much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For whatever reason, you can give that explanation or for other explanations. Yeah, for whatever reason, we can get into the details, you know, another time. For sure, the Ritzvah and the Rashba are not being misyachis to that point. Because of the higher level of Kavana, it would be harder to perform those. That's for sure true. And we don't have to explain why. Maybe Binyamin is offering one explanation, but that's for sure. But broadly speaking, the Mishnah Farshim and the Rabbeinu Yonah are focused on the higher level of Kavana, and the Ritzvah and the Rashba and their Havamina are focused on do these mitzvahs physically take you away from preparing for the Kfor? 100%. Okay, so that was one explanation. So again, the one explanation of why it's a bigger chiddush to apply the petur to these three mitzvos, according to the Rashi and the Ritzvah, is because these mitzvos don't entail so much tircha, and therefore it's really efshel l'kayim shnei, where it would be easy for you to perform these mitzvos, and it wouldn't stand in your way of performing the kfur. As we pointed out, we'll get to this soon, the fact that the Ritzvah and the Rashba are already talking in terms of Osek B'mitzvah, and say, it's not such a, you know, the Osek B'mitzvah, when it comes to these three, is not so burdensome, already that's pointing in a certain direction that the nature of the Torah at hand relates to the factor of Osek B'mitzvah, that's already, you know, hinting us towards the nature of the Torah, according to the Ritzvah and the Rashba. We'll get back to that. So again, in the way they explain the Havamin, it's clear that they're going in the direction of Osek B'mitzvah, and we're going to have to get back to the details. But the second explanation, right, what's the second explanation in the Rishonim of why it's a bigger chiddush to apply the Petura to these three? It's found in Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, good. And therefore what? Therefore it's Chamor. Okay. So let's see this. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you don't mind flipping back. Exactly. It's the same. Right? See, right after Rabbeinu Yonah rejects the Yishin Farshim, he says, I agree with you. I agree with your Girsa. The Girsa, the correct Girsa, only mentions these three. But the Petur is not limited to these three. It's a Kol Shekein. If the Petur is going to apply to these Chamur mitzvos, these mitzvos Chamuros, which have to do with Kabbalah's Omal HaShemayim, then Kol Shekein, you're going to be Pater from less Chamur mitzvos, the Shar mitzvos in the Torah. So let's just see Dira Maslava Al Kane. Ezra, would you mind reading for us?
Sure. Al Kane near the Farish Shafapi, Shalo, Shana Be Mishnah.
Ella Ilua Shlosha
Bilbad.
Alright, so even though I agree that what Mishnah only mentions
these three.
But still
Hu Adin De Pater.
So even though the Mishnah only mentions these three, we're going to see it's a Kol Shekein that the Petura is going to not be limited to these three, but it's going to extend to all mitzvos. So what's the reasoning?
Ella de Tana Elu Sheim Chamuros Sheish Bam Kabbalas Omal Chul Shemayim. The Kol Shekein Bechol Shar Hamitzvos Sheinan Chamuros Kol Kach.
So what is he saying? So what's the Kol Shekein?
That for those three, they're more chamor because you have to take Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim.
Correct, because this is they all relate to O Malchus Shemayim. So if you're putter from these mitzvahs, which have to do with O Malchus Shemayim, then Kol Shekein, all other mitzvahs which are not related to O Malchus Shemayim, and therefore are less chamor. And then, right, we'll stop here for now, for time's sake. And the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain that, yeah, I mean, why all three of these are connected to O Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is clearly connected to O Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is all about Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. And then he alludes to a Gemara, which I had you see on Yedalad Amid Beis, to Tetzvav Amid Aleph, which basically says that the O Malchus Shemayim Shlema, right, is when you say Kriya Shema while wearing tefillin, and when you follow up the Kriya Shema with tefillah, with Shemona Ezra.
With
Nitzilat
Yadayim before, why not?
Okay. What?
And go to the bathroom.
What is that? Okay. Exactly. So, the bathroom is obviously not one of the mitzvos. That's more like a hachana. That's more like a heksher. And it could be that Nitzilat Yadayim in that context is also considered
talit,
more of like a heksher.
Like talit or tzitzit also.
But that's not on the Gemara there. That's not on the Gemara connected directly to Omal HaShemayim. Okay. Right. So the Gemara in Yudal and Mabiz says that Kriya Shema, Tzvilin, and Shimon Esrei are all related to being Mekabel Omal HaShemayim Shleim. Okay? So again, we'll get to just one moment. So again, so this Rabbeinu Yonah, alternatively explains, again, a second explanation of why you have a kol shekein from these three mitzvahs to all. He says, not because, like the Ritzvah and the Rashba, that, oh, it would be easier, right? It's yachal kaim shneim, and therefore you don't have them, you know, that you should do both. It's a different idea that if the Torah is poter you from these mitzvahs chamuros, because of the fact of Omal HaShamayim, then kol shekein other mitzvahs. I'll just ask a very, I think it's a strong question, and then I'm going to get to Michal's question. And that is, have you ever seen that a siman for Chomer being Omal HaShamayim? I'll ask you a question. What's generally a siman for a Chomer? For, like, let's say, Averos or mitzvahs? What's generally, like, a siman that one Avera is more Chomer than another Avera?
Punishment.
Punishment. Chomer. In that, along the line of that logic, right? If I were to ask you, what are the most chamor mitzvos asay? What would you say?
Brit Mila and Pesach.
Brit Mila and what?
Pesach.
And Karim Pesach. Why? Because what are they subject to? Karis. The only two mitzvos asay which are subject to karis, and generally seen, therefore, as the most chamor mitzvos asay, Brit Mila and Karim Pesach. It seems very strange that over here, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, all of a sudden, in these three mitzvos of Kriya Shema, Tzvilin and Tzvila become the most chamor mitzvah saseh because of the factor of Kabbalah's Omal HaShemayim. Since when is Kabbalah's Omal HaShemayim the simen for Chomer? Generally, Onish is a simen for Chomer. Yes, Shmuel?
The whole sugi is talking about Kavana. It's not talking about what you do. It's talking about...
But we're talking about Chomer.
Tirda and stuff like
That's
that.
That's not what he's saying, though. He's saying Chomer. It's a kol shekein. Kal and Chomer. If you're pater by the mitzvos chamuros,
it's chamur mibchinat kavana.
But why does kavana make it more chamur? Generally, onish is the simon for chomer.
Like you said above, according to the
that's a different shot.
There's the chomer of the things we do, like in the
kavana. I know, but here
there's
we're
two types of chamur.
You're right, but here we're talking about being pater from doing these mitzvos. And somehow, because of the Omal HaShamayim, which is not, right? Because of the Omal HaShamayim, that somehow makes these mitzvahs more chamer than all other mitzvahs. And just in terms of Shmuel, connected to the Yeshiva version, this is a different shita. This Ben Yonah here is rejecting the earlier shita, and seems to be talking in a completely different, he's not talking about, you don't have a higher level of Kavana, it seems like he's talking about Chomer. Yeah, did you?
Because the point of mitzvahs is to... become close to Hashem and
okay.
to emulate Him, and if this seems like the pinnacle of that, if we're accepting what He's giving us, so it seems like we're accepting His yoke and we're saying yes, we'll do whatever you want. And
okay,
we'll
but
do
I'm at
100%.
But why here? Everywhere else, whenever the Gemara is talking about Chomer, it's talking about Onish. Why here?
Because there is no, except for Pesach and Karet and Brit, there's no punishment by
Asayis. But I'm saying, but let's say an Onen, would it be Pater for Karet Pesach? Yeah. The Mishnah only said these three. You would say Kol Shekein. What do you mean Kol Shekein? Kol Shekein to Karet Pesach, which is
right.
less Chomer? Because
the whole reason why they're Chomer is because it has to do with thought. Brit and Pesach, but it has nothing to do with thought. It's a severe like thing that you have to do, but it has nothing to do with thought. But these two mitzvahs, they're very important. The mitzvahs that all have to do with like thinking and like.
I'm just asking why here. I just want a svara for why in the context of owning
because
is the simon of chomer have to do with like first Joe, and then you know.
Maybe because it's like it's obviously a time bound mitzvah. Also, all three of them are
okay. That's not
as
what
are
said.
All as
yeah.
are all like a lot many others.
Okay,
but it's time bound and requires more kavana than other ones.
But he happens to be that he doesn't quote the time bound factor. He only quotes the Kabbalah's Omal HaShamayim. And
Onan can be very, very sad about all the things that happened to him.
Has to with thought.
It needs to be get on HaShamayim.
Very important. I think, I'd like to suggest, I'm having to be on it, my zchut, right? I think it's particularly in this context that Kabbalah's Omal HaShamayim is the siman for Chomer, particularly following a loss of a karov. It's a time where it's, right, a lot of people start downing. So specifically during this tekufa of Aninus, where the most chamur mitzvah would be a mitzvah which has to do with Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim. And therefore, in this context, if we're even going to be poter you from these three mitzvahs, which have to do with Olam HaShemayim, which have to do with reaffirming your emunah in Hashem and your Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, everything that Yedidya was saying so beautifully before, if we're even willing to be poter you from those, then kol shekein for all other mitzvahs. So even though, right, the question was, where else do we find that the greatest siman for chomer is Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim? Generally, the siman for chomer is onish. The answer is ein chanami. Generally, onish is the best siman for chomer. It's only, I'm suggesting, in this particular context, by an onim, where the most important thing for an onim would be to do mitzvahs, which are mekabel Olam HaShemayim, to say, despite the tragedy that befell me, right? I'm still being mekabel Olam HaShemayim. That's the most chamer mitzvah in the context of aninus. And therefore, if the Mishnah says you're potter from these three, then kol shekein for all other mitzvahs. Baruch Shekivanti. Michal.
I'm just wondering about you saying that Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin are more common than everything else. They're very good.
I didn't say that, but
right. I'm just wondering if it's just like Kriyat Shema, you could say Tefillah with everything else. But from the fact that it specifically mentions three things, wouldn't that exclude everything else?
But it's like a kosher again.
But if it just said one or two, then fine. What else is it excluding? From the fact that it's specifically taking out these three, wouldn't it be harder to have a
you're saying like shlosh ksuv and bank echadim, like that, like that type of thing.
It's all part of Kabbalah's Shemayim.
Exactly. So Rabbeinu Yonah, excellent. Thank you, Daniel. I think what Rabbeinu Yonah would tell you is that although there are three different mitzvos, and you would say, shlosh ksuv and bank echadim alamdim, like along those lines, the idea is it's really one inyan of Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim. The idea is that your putter from mitzvos which have to do with Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, even those mitzvos, kol shekein everything. So it's like a binyanav or kol shekein to kal v'chomer to others. Okay, awesome. Okay, great. So far we basically, introduced, right, the second, let's say, the normative, approach in the sugya, which says that the Torah mitzvahs of an onin applies to all mitzvahs. And we gave two different explanations, right, in terms of, why does the Mishnah, spell out these three? It's either because Yachol Kaim Shneim, according to the Ritz from the Rashba, or it's because of this factor of Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, which makes them more chomer. Now, I'll just get to another one in a second. Now I'd like to do, for the next couple of shirim, we'll start now discussing, once we've established that the Torah mitzvahs for an onin applies to all mitzvahs, now the question we really have to delve into is now, what is the nature of the Patur? What's the reason for the Patur? Meaning for the Yesh Mefarshim that it was limited to these three specific mitzvahs, so you give an explanation why these three mitzvahs cannot be performed or should not be performed by an onim. Because the higher level of Kavanah. But once the normative approach in the sugya is to say that an onim is Patur from all mitzvahs, so you can no longer give details about particular mitzvahs because it applies to all mitzvahs. So now the big question is, what is the nature of the Patur? What is the reason why an onin is pater from all mitzvos under the sun? So we're going to present, we'll start only tonight, I'm going to present three general mahalchim in the Rishonim in terms of the nature of the patur, the reason for the patur, and we're going to see that within some of these three mahalchim, they're going to be, we'll call sub-mahalchim, also like 1a, 1b, something like that. But again, three general mahalchim, there are going to be, sub-approaches within some of these general approaches. Before we go on, Adam.
Yeah, so we were saying before that these mitzvot are specifically singled out because it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim by them, and that it's a Chiddush in this regard. Right. And I'm still not clear that you wouldn't have to be Mesiach Dat to do them. That you're not removing yourself from the Shmira by performing this Kabbalat Ol, which is such a monumental thing to do in the face of being an Onin, that would seem to be definitely something that distracts you from your Shmira.
Okay, so as I referenced slightly to Yoni before, at that point in the Ritzva and the Rashba, and when they're explaining the Havamina, they're focused very much on the physical aspect of the mitzvah. And since physically, the mace, even the Lashon of the Ritzva, is filohani de yachol ma'avdinu ulamekum kameh, right? You can perform these mitzvos while the body is in front of you. Meaning the way within that, when they're explaining the Havamina of these three, they're basically focusing very much on whether these three mitzvahs will impede you from their physical performance of the mitzvah of Kuras HaMeis, and the answer is no. Right? Since the mace is in front of you, you're able to easily perform these three mitzvahs without it, you know, making you, let's say, leave the mace or go somewhere else. So therefore, in the Havim, you know, the Ritzvah and the Rashba are saying, because it's so easy, since they don't physically impede you from the mitzvah of Kvuras HaMeis, so therefore you would say,
even with tefillin, where there's like a masa that you're doing?
Because you're doing right in front of
you. So anything that you don't have to move from the room for would be...
Why
you can eat?
We'll get to that. Well, the Bryce says you can't eat in front of...
But you can go to another
lab. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, awesome. So now getting right to the, I would say, the ikker part of the sugya, which is what is the nature of the ptur mitzvos of an onin? Why is that an onin is pater from all mitzvos? So the first mahalach, the first approach in the Rishonim, is to say that the ptur mitzvos of an onin stems from the fact that the onin is being osik in the mitzvah of Kfur. The hisaskus, right, the asika of the onin in the mitzvah of Kfura, that is going to be poter, the onin, from all mitzvahs. So again, approach number one is that the trigger of the ptur, the nature of the ptur, relates to the fact that the onin is being osik in the mitzvah of Kfura Sameis. Within this first approach, we're going to see two different versions of it. The first version, we'll call it 1A, is to say that this patur is the classical patur of osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, b'kol ha-torah kula. The second version, we'll call it 1B, which we'll get to next time, is to say that it's a unique type of osek b'mitzvah for onin. So again, approach number, to keep everything organized, approach number one is that the patur relates to being osek in the mitzvah of kvura. Two different versions of that. Version number one, which we're going to start discussing tonight, which is that this idea of osek b'mitzvah is the classical Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah that you have B'chol HaTorah Kula, and therefore the Makoros for this Ptur come from the realm of general Osek B'mitzvah. The second version, we'll call it 1B, is to say that it's a unique Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah for Onin, which is different than the general Osek B'mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula. We'll get to the next time. So now we're just seeing some of the Rishonim, again, who adopt approach 1A, we'll call it, that the Ptur mitzvahs of an Onin stems from the general Ptur of Osek mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah. So Joe, you referenced this a couple of times already. So who is the first Rishon who says this idea that the Ptur mitzvahs of an Onin stems from the general din of Osek mitzvah?
Rashi.
Yeah. So let's see the first Rashi in the Perek, Diramaskal Mishimeso, right? Is going to say, again, it's very important, according to this version, the 1A, that it's the classical, it's the general din of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, so then the Makoros for this Patur are going to come from the general Makoros of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, and the Geder of Osek B'mitzvah here must align with the Geder of Osek B'mitzvah, B'chol Torah Kula. Right, because if the makor is the Patur B'chol Torah Kula, so then the Geder here has to conform with the Geder there. That's going to be an important point. So the first Rishon who accepts this is Rashi. So let's, Joe, if you don't mind. Yeah. The first Rashi, Mishmeso.
Mishmeso, Chulu, Potter, Melikros, Krishma. Lefishu, Tar, Makshavas, Kuraso. So he's thinking, he's busy thinking about how he's going to bury this maze. Bahavi Dumya, the Chasan. So it's similar to the case of the Chasan, who's the Potter, Mishum, Tirda, the Mitzvah. He's Potter from Krishma on the night of his wedding because he's think about the Maisa Bia.
Awesome. Okay, very good. So very important. So Rashi is the first Rishon in this camp. He adopts as a call approach 1A, that the Ptur is Osek B'mitzvah, but it's the general Osek B'mitzvah. But a couple important nekudos. Number one is the type of Osek B'mitzvah that we're talking about. Rashi doesn't limit the Ptur to an Onen who is actively being Osek in the Kvura. He applies it to anybody who is Tarid B'Kvura. It's very important. Right, and that's why he specifically quotes Chasam. Right, Chasam is the paradigm, is the example in the Gemara and Sukkah of, as I had you saw, right? In the Gemara and Sukkah, there are two different Joshua's for Osek B'mitzvah. Joshua number one, coming from the Pasuk of B'Shiftecha B'Veisacha, is the classic Osek B'mitzvah. Someone who's actually involved in the mitzvah itself. Osek B'mitzvah B'yadai. The second Joshua of B'Lech Lecha B'Derech, Prat L'Chasam, that says not only does the Patur apply to someone who is osik in the mitzvah itself, biyadayim, it also applies to someone who is tarred b'mitzvah, who is not performing the mitzvah right now, but is worried about the mitzvah which is upcoming. And the second drasha in the Gemara, B'lachtecha b'darach prat l'chasen, says that not only is a person who is actively currently being osik in the mitzvah, but even someone who is worried about the mitzvah, he too is subject to a patur of called tarred b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. And Rashi here is very meduyuk, says that the patur of osik b'mitzvah here is the patur not of osik b'mitzvah b'yadayim, but of tarred b'mitzvah, and therefore he specifically quotes the paradigm, the example of chasan, which is tarred b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Oh, I thought I saw a hand. What?
Isn't this explanation 1B
no.
That's
tiered
the mitzvah
and
not...
This is
exactly, yeah. You know, the difference between 1A and 1B, according to what I'm saying, 1A is all that it's tarred b'mitzvah, but it's the general patur of tarred b'mitzvah chola Torah kula. Right? Rashi here quotes chasan. 1B is a different idea that it's a unique din in Onin. There's a special drasha by Onin that he's osik b'mitzvah. We'll get to it. It's the Yerushalmi.
Is that,
has a different,
is that the same as osik b'mitzvah, or is tarred b'mitzvah a different din that also apply?
What are you asking now?
Is tarred b'mitzvah a geder osik b'mitzvah?
He said, yeah, tarred b'mitzvah is a type of osik b'mitzvah. So again, in the sugya of osik b'mitzvah, there's osik b'yadayim, that's drasha number one in sukkah, and then there's tarred b'mitzvah, which is drasha number two. So again, it's still 1A, because again, Rashi here is not saying it's a special makor by Onain. He's quoting the makor of Chasan, he's referencing the Gemara in sukkah. Okay? So very more. So again, Rashi is the first Rishon who says the Patur here is about Tarid B'mitzvah, but it's the Tarid B'mitzvah, the Chol Torah Kula, the Tarid B'mitzvah that we have by a Chasan.
1B is Tosfos.
But by the Yerusha. Yes.
Good.
We're going to get to that. Awesome. But still within 1A, right? So you have Rashi, that's the first Makor. And what's another prominent Rishon who connects the Patur of Onin to the general Patur of Tarid B'mitzvah? Who said Rama? Ari. Excellent. The Rama. So let's do it quickly. We don't have so much time. But the Rama, putting together the Rama in a couple of different places. The first Rama to look at is the Rama in Hilchos Avel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav. See, here the Rama in Hilchos Avelos is discussing the dinim of an Oni. Anybody have Dalet Vav?
Yeah. Same one time.
Okay, we'll get to the specific nisuach, the specific formulation in just a moment. So starting off the Hilchos, in Hilchos Abel, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. Anybody have it open quickly? Have it? No. Okay. So here in Hilchos Abel, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that Mishimesa Muta Lefanecha, skipping a couple lines. Pater mikriyashma minatzvilo umitzvilin umikol mitzvos hamuras petor. So the Rambam in Hilchos Avot clearly establishes that an onin is pater not only from the three mitzvos of kriyashma, tefillin, and tzvila, but also all mitzvos in the Torah. So again, here he doesn't explain the nature of the petor, the reason for the petor, but it clearly establishes for us that the onin is pater from all mitzvos. That's important because in Hilchos Kriyashma, he seems to be focused on Kriyashma. So it's important to know that the reasoning given in Hilchos Kriyashma is going to extend to all mitzvos. I remember talking this out with Toby in Sage. Okay, so again, Hilchos Avel clearly establishes that the onin is pater from all mitzvos. Don't think that it's like the Yesh Mefarshim and Rabbeinu Yonah, and that it's limited to the three listed in the Mishnah. Then the next Rambam to look at is the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Dalet, Halachos Aleph, and Gimel. Here it's very important to know that here in Hilchos Kriyashma, Dalet Aleph, this is where the Rambam really introduces the Ptur of Tarid B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. Now here the Rambam has a very important formulation where he says, Shmuel, you have it? Misha Hayalibo Tarid. Right. Patur mikol ha-mitzvot u-mikriyashma, is that what you said?
Ah, patur mikol ha-mitzvot.
Here's a different Gersa.
Okay, fine. Let me quit. Right. So, right, the Rambam starts off by saying a general din that anybody who's Torah b'mitzvah is pater from Kriyat Shema, that's the local, you know, halachos that he's dealing with, and from all mitzvos. So again, he's talking about the general patur of Torah b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and then two halachos later, halacha gimel, Shmuel, he says, Misha meis lo meis, he now gives the example of owning as an example of Torah b'mitzvah. Go for it. Oh. So stop there, right? So he says, an oni is pater from Kriyat Shema, because why?
Kavanah.
Meaning coming off, meaning because of halacha aleph, it seems to be clear, you're right. In isolation, Binyamin, I think you're right. You could have said, oh, he doesn't have the correct kavanah to be able to do the mitzvah. But I think in light, like, or, you know, halacha aleph, right? In light of halacha aleph, it seems very clear that this is an application of the general principle of tarud b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. So the Rambam, like Rashi, says that the basis of the patur mitzvahs for an onin is this din b'chol ha-Torah kula of tarud b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. That's what we have, the Rashi and the Rambam. And now, the third, because we'll mention, maybe we'll answer some questions, and maybe we'll answer that next time. The third Rishon, who seems to adopt this approach 1A, that again, that the patur mitzvahs for an onin is the patur b'chol ha-Torah kula of tarud b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, is the Ritzva. If anyone has the Ritzva, all right, the Ritzva, we're going to see the Ritzva as a slight variation on the Rashi and the Rama. The Ritzva here, again, is the first piece on the Perek. When the Ritzvah basically asks, Im Tomer Amai Pater, he just goes right to it, right? What is the basis of the Patur? Why is it that an Onin is Pater from all mitzvahs? Skip a couple lines. Yesh Lomar. Answer is, Detaima Mishim Da'asuk B'mitzvah Shuhu Tarud Be'isuk Kvuras Meso. Starts off exactly like the Rambam and Rashi by saying, what's the reason for the Patur? It's the classical din of Tarud B'mitzvah. Patur min mitzvah. But the Ritzvah, adds a couple lines which makes things a lot more complicated. The Ritzvah adds, V'lav davka kisha osek mamish. Don't think that this patur is limited when you're actually being osek in the mitzvah, when you're actually dealing with the kvura preparations. Da'afilu yoshev ubatel nami patur. Even if you're sitting home doing nothing, you're still going to be patur. Why? Shezehu kvodo shel mes. This is the kavod of a mace. Shelo yasiach daito mimenu. To not divert your attention from the mace. La'asos davar acher. To do anything, to do any other mitzvos. Kol zman shelo nikvar. It's a little complicated. The Ritzvah starts off by quoting the factor of tarud b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But then adds the factor of kvodo shomes. So question number one that we're going to have to ask is, which one is it? Is it tarud b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? Or is it the factor of kvodo shomes? He's about to quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a dea which says that kvodo shomes, that's the reason for the patur. So kvodo shomes, you know, in the Yerushalmi and others, is an independent factor. And we know from Rashi and the Rambam that Tarud B'mitzvah is an independent factor. All of a sudden, the Ritzvah puts them together. So question number one is, how do you work these two seemingly independent factors? Factor number one of Tarud B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, and factor number two, Kvodo Shel Meis, how does the Ritzvah work them together? How are these two independent reasons going to be seamlessly integrated for the Ritzvah? That's question number one. Question number two is that I had you see the Ritzvah in Sukkah. Anybody have a chance to see the Ritzvah in Sukkah? Yeah. Dope. What is the Ritzvah's position? In what cases does the Ritzvah think that the Patur of Ozek Mitzvah, Patur Min Mitzvah apply?
When to do that, you can't do it in both
ways. Awesome. right? The Ritzva, the famous Ritzva, agrees with the Bali Tosas that the general patur of Osek b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah, or the general patur of Tarid b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah, only applies, what's the phrase, when it's E after L'Kayim Shneim. It's impossible to do both mitzvahs. So now the question is, if the Ritzva here seems to be evoking, like we said, approach number 1A, right? Seems to be evoking the general din of Osek, of Tarid b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah. And we pointed out before, if you're invoking the general patur of Tarid b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah, so the Geder here has to conform, has to align with your Geder b'chol Torah kula. So if the Ritzva, right, l'shitaso in Sukkah, right, holds that generally Tarid b'mitzvah or Osek b'mitzvah only applies when it's E'efshar l'kayim shneim, when it's impossible to do both, so why is the Ritzva here applying the patur of Tarid b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah even when it's seemingly efshar l'kayim shneim? Right, he mentions two cases.
Isn't there a difference between efshar l'kayim shneim physically and through kavana or das or whatever?
Good. Awesome.
That's what the chiluk is here. Is here it's talking about kavana wise. Over there it's talking about physical.
Okay, good. Awesome. We're gonna get back to that. You're coming to the answer. I just flesh out. Good. Good. Exactly. No, it's good. It's a good spoiler. Joe's he's on the ball. Just to right. So in two cases, right? To ignore what Joe just said for a moment, but no, it's good. It's good. Right. In two cases, the Ritzva explicitly applies the patur mitzvahs of an onain in cases which seem to be yachol l'kayim shneim. Number one is the one he just mentioned, the yoshev v'batal. You're sitting in your house, doing nothing. I'll add to you. If you look later, the Ritzva even says that the patur is in a case where it's your married sister dies. Right, so you're sitting avelut. The husband, your brother-in-law, is dealing with the kvura. So you don't even have a tear duct because you're not going to be involved at all. Even in that case, it's your putter. In the yachol
l'kayim, anybody chayv and avelus is.
And the question is why? It's yachol l'kayim shneim, right? You're yoshev v'batel in the case of the married sister. You're not going to be involved at all.
You're mitzvah with an ias.
One second. Right? So case number one of Yachol L'Kayim Shneim is a Yoshev Batal. Right? Case you're sitting down doing nothing. In the case of the Achos Nesua, your married sister, you're not going to be dealing with the Kavura at all. Case number one where it seems to be, Yachol L'Kayim Shneim, you can do the other mitzvah.
So,
and then the other case we had earlier about the Kriya Shema, Tzvilin and Tzvila, where the Ritzvah said the Chiddush of applying the Patur in those cases, that there it's Yachol L'Kayim Shneim, Yachol L'Maav Dinu will make him Kameh. He says you can clearly perform these mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tefillah while watching the mace. Right? So it's clear that the Ritzvah applies the Patur of Tarid B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, even in cases which are Yachol L'Kayim Shneim.
Could you call being over on Kvod HaShal Mace being Lo'ag L'Rosh? Meaning if you can go eat in somebody else's house.
But no. I'm going to stop you quickly. We're going to have 2 more minutes. Lo'ag L'Rosh, he never quotes Lo'ag L'Rosh.
Right.
So I don't want to stick that in.
Okay.
So actually, we'll just quickly answer this question, and then we'll stop to allow people to go to Rav Cohen's Musar Shmuz. Quickly to answer, question number one is how do you integrate the factors of Tarid B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah, and Kvod HaShal Meis? Question number two is how is this E'ef Shal L'Kayim, right? The Ritzvah and Sukkah only limits Tarid B'mitzvah to cases of E'ef Shal L'Kayim Shneim. These seem to be cases of Yachol L'Kayim Shneim. So in short, similar to what Joe is saying, actually, I want to give people to come to the shmooze. We'll pick up with this next time.